Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout-out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome to the Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. I tell you, I'm a little disheartened. You know, for 17 years, I've given blood, sweat, and tears. I've given many hours of myself, and I'm dismayed. You know, here I am trying to share the truth, aspects of life. The hatred has been, I don't know, it's been something that I never thought would transpire. You know, I look at life and even if you're my enemy, I will protect your child. Even if you hate me, I'm not going to let one child hurt. And for people to blow this away like it's not reality, it's not real, you have a right to your opinion, but you don't have a right to attack. We're raising our voice against Hollywood, against the world, against pedophiles. Where are they? Why are they so silent? Ask yourself that. With that being said, I'm short-winded because I'm mad, but I'm being joined by my mutual host, Mr. Rico. Rico?
Thank you.
Doesn't it blow your mind to see the complexities that people construe against you when you share the truth?
Yeah, I think they're just hiding in their ignorance, just, you know, conflagrating some kind of like drama, like creating some kind of dust cloud distraction, because they're just hiding in their ignorance. I mean, they know something's not right, but they don't want you to look better than them. It's just as simple as that. It's sort of like just immature move to, you know, hide their ignorance.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, it's with great honor that I bring on my fellow brother and patriot and a gentleman that is hardly short on words because he's so true with the cause and so down with the fight. A man that truly loves our country. A man that is truly fighting to protect each and every one of you and your children. With that being said, it's my honor to welcome a true American patriot, Mr. Stephen Bear. Steve, how you doing, brother?
You guys doing tonight, man?
Great.
Disgusted, bro. You know, I'm thoroughly disgusted. You know, we look at the truths that are out there. We try to explain and express ourselves with the world, only to be attacked and ridiculed and to be demeaned. Like we said before we went live, because I'm transparent, I'm hoping I'm wrong. But if I'm not, then I'm saving your children. Why attack me? Stephen, what are your thoughts before we get started on the way social media, people just in your walk, have came at you, expressed their concerns and attacked you, or have clung to you because they know what you're saying is true? How has this journey been for you thus far?
Well, I tell you what, man, I've been pounding this drum, man, for decades, man, but I really started pounding it about 5 years ago. I literally have spent the past 4 out of 5 years in Facebook jail. You know, they let me out for maybe 24, 48 hours typically. The past couple of times this year, back to back, they didn't even let me out before they threw me back in. I mean, this is, we're at war with these people. Okay. And the only thing, you know, the only thing I've used social media for the past half a decade is to use it as a weapon to get that information out, because we want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. I mean, you know what I mean? I didn't stutter, and I'll say it again. I mean, you know, it's kind of odd to me that I'm 52 years old and that truth is now a commodity. Okay. Because if it wasn't a commodity, I wouldn't have all these tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people now reaching out to me, you know, because they understood that, you know, hell, you helped me lead me there, brother. I was listening to you, you know, and you started leading me down this path, brother, and I thank you. And there's a lot of other people out there just like you who were kind of at the forefront of this deal, okay, and who brought people like me in. You know, to help pick up the ball. I mean, this is a team effort. There's no letter I in the word team. We're talking about children, okay? Our most precious commodity. I mean, our number one job as parents is to protect our children, right? Okay? That's our number one job out of every other job that we have on the face of the earth. As soon as we have a child, is to protect our child. Okay? I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Okay, well, we haven't been protecting our children. 800,000 children go missing every year in the United States of America. That's unacceptable as a society. I can't imagine that we have let this thing go on this long. And I'm getting real phone calls from real people with real stories. Okay? Because, you know, I happened to just step up to the microphone like a soldier. I told it like it was. I became the tip of the spear for the movement and stabbed the devil right in the eye, right in front of everybody, slashed his throat right in front of everybody with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you know, and that's the thing. The thing is that, you know, it's a lot easier to go through life knowing the truth than it is to, you know, pretend that this isn't going on. It is going on. And either you help us save children, or, you know, you're a part of the problem. And if you support, defend, and vote for satanic pedophile cannibals, what does that make you? I mean, I don't know, but I'm looking at my Democrat family and friends, and I'm like, it's going to be a real stretch of the imagination that you're going to be able to convince us that you didn't know this shit wasn't going on. I mean, come
right.
on. You've been hanging out with these people your whole life and didn't know who they were. Okay, well, then that brings us to the point of where you needed me and Don to tell you who you were hanging out with, right? Which means Don, am I wrong or right? You see what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
I mean, I'm like going, and these are the same people that were talking and bashing us and ridiculing us, ostracizing us, you know, ruthlessly and relentlessly persecuting us. Because why? Because we're trying to save your children? Because we're trying to protect your children? You know, I appreciate your transparency, and I try to follow in your footsteps and be as transparent as I can. You know what? Hey, the whole world knows how I feel. How about that for transparency, huh? You know, I mean, I wish everybody step up to the microphone and tell the freaking world how you really feel. I mean, these people can't even accept themselves for who they are. Why in the hell would we freaking accept them? You know what I mean? I mean, if Michelle Obama is a trans-testicle Chewbacca freak, then step up to the plate and tell us our FLOTUS has got a freaking black cock. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. We freaking all sat there and we watched Ellen DeGeneres. What's that, a roll of quarters? What, you going to the car wash? You going to the arcade there, Skippy? Better put that gun back in its holster before you shoot somebody, cowboy. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. This is a freak show. A freak show. These people called us deplorable while they were sticking their dicks in kids down on Epstein Island. That's how ridiculous this thing is. And you know
but
what?
You know,
and I apologize for being emotional, but dude, it makes me mad.
Yeah, and I feel you because I've been there. See, the part that is disturbing to me is people don't know what I went through to get where I'm at. They don't know the rabbit holes, the people, the dark web. They don't know the aspects that I had to go through and the hours of work that I put in to expose pedophilia. And I'm going to tell people, you know what? I've said it before on a show that we did. When you really see 8 or 9 grown men raping a 10-year-old child, then you'll understand why I put my career in jeopardy. Then you'll really get an understand when you see kids in cages being urinated on and beat. Then you'll understand the pain that I feel, the scar on my heart. But yet you want to ridicule me when you don't even understand the story because you haven't opened the covers of the book. You choose to look at life through rose-colored glasses, and life isn't beautiful. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit back and let people rape kids. You know, we talk about kids in cages, but that's nothing compared to what's on Anthony Weiner's laptop. You know, Stephen, why do you think President Trump in some aspects haven't been able to get what is on Anthony Weiner's laptop to the people?
Well, here's the thing, man. You got to plan to work and work the plan, because those that fail to plan to fail, man. This is freaking decades in the making, man. All we're doing is watching the freaking movie, man. I mean, Hillary Clinton's scheduled to be in court in September. I believe it's the 19th, if I remember correctly. That's when Anthony Weiner laptop will freaking come into freaking public view for the first time. We all know about it because we're, you know, a couple of years out ahead of everybody else because we've been paying attention to what the hell's going on while these people have been stumbling and mumbling in their little freaking bubbles thinking that's what all life is, you know. And the thing is that what President Trump realized was that pedophilia was the Achilles heel of these people. It's the glue that binds the demons together. You know what I mean? And you know, it's been told to me that the fallen angels came down and, you know, they told these, you know, people, they said, hey, look, we'll give you all the power, all the wealth, everything that the freaking world possesses. That's why bloodlines are so important to them. But the only thing you got to do, man, is feed us your kids. You know what I mean? So that deal was made. You know, I don't know if this is true or not. This is just all I'm telling you is what I've heard. Okay, and I've done a little bit, and it's starting to make sense a little bit to me. And correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I always say that, preface it. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just telling you what I've heard on the street, okay? And, you know, I mean, really, bro, we're just a food source for these freaking things. You know what I mean? And I don't know where these things are. I don't know who the hell Moloch is or whatever the hell Hillary was writing in her own emails. But all you have to do is look at their own emails. I mean, it's right there, man. $65,000 worth of hot dogs. Please explain that one to us. You know, at 1 o'clock in the morning from a company called Nexium out of Chicago, because that sure kind of looks like pedophile, satanic, Democrat, cannibal shit to us. You know, I mean, and so, I mean, what we're all thinking is Obama actually had a pedophile party in the White House and raped kids in the White House, for Christ's sakes. Because that's what it sure is looking like to us. I mean, that prove us wrong. You know what I mean? Well, explain the 65,000
exactly
in hot dogs.
Please. The thing of it is people don't even want to pay attention to what's happening right in front of their own damn eyes. I mean, look at Ellen's deplatformed, Oprah's deplatformed, Jimmy Kimmel's deplatformed, Tom Hanks and his wife moved to Greece. Why is Hollywood so silent? But yet people want to sit there and
say... Well, it's because they're all vampires, man.
Yeah. Well,
that's why they're silent.
The
they're all vampires. They're blood drinkers and flesh eaters.
Yeah, but the thing I'm getting at is they know the truth is coming out. CEOs across the world have stepped down from major corporations. Many, many attributes of Hollywood have disappeared. Many are on house arrest.
As they should be, man. Let's line them up. I mean, the thing is, we're talking children, man, and the abuse that these children took at the hands of these freaking Democrat monsters. I mean, come on, man. All you got to do is look at the flight logs, look at those names, add up the D's, add up the R's, add up the Baptists and whoever, okay? And then freaking that right there will tell you where the problem really is.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, you know, it's like through my research, people always tell me, quit watching Fox News, quit watching YouTube videos. That isn't where I do my research, people. My research is on the dark web with aspects that can hack me, with things that can change my life forever, but I think it's worth the fight. I think it's worth taking that step into uncovering the truth. You know, I can't even look at my neighbor the same. You know, when my homies tell me their kids are going over to their friend's house to stay the night, I always tell them, bro, you better make sure. And, you know, I never thought I would ever have to do this in life. But when I looked at how deep this truly went, even if life does find some normalcy, there will never be Hollywood. There will never be the movie aspect of life, and a lot of politicians will fall. So in that aspect, life
industry will never really and the
be
sports
the same.
Industry and
oh yeah,
and,
it's,
yeah,
it's
brother.
Everywhere.
I mean, it's systemic, and that's the problem. What people don't understand, is that these secret societies have been running the show. They're a bunch of crooks, criminals, and psychotic, freaking satanic, pedophile cannibals, man. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this, you know. And the problem is that is the real problem. That's why we're going through what we're going through, is because these people have perverted Christianity. I mean, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that when we first showed up over here, everybody got along and everybody was on the same sheet of music because everybody had God and Jesus in their life, you know. And then what did they do over time? They came in, they perverted Christianity. Have you seen some of these ministers that are standing up and the shit that's coming out of their mouth? I mean, good Lord. I mean, dude, it's a neon flashing sign in Braille. Blind people can see that. You know? You got these guys running around in private jets and freaking Rolls Royces and for Jesus? Get the hell out of here. I mean, come
see,
on, man. These
one
people
thing
are
that
sick.
Nobody, not to interrupt you, but that's one thing that nobody is paying attention to. The royal family has basically disappeared.
Yep.
The Pope is gone.
How many babies have they eaten?
Yeah, you know, people, they need to wake up, and they need to get a greater understanding of what is going around. Quit fucking living in a box. You got to think outside the box sometimes to understand life. I'm 56 years
really,
old, and like I said, what's that?
I was going to say, man, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, man, I don't really care about any of these freaking people anymore because they're idiots, man. If they can't see it now, they never freaking will, or they don't want to. You know, it's time to pick a team. And the thing is that you better pick wisely this time, man, because this one counts. You know, not everybody gets to heaven. You know what I mean? Not everybody does. But I can tell you right now, we need to find out who knew what, where, when, because if you knew and you didn't say nothing about this, then let me tell you something. You drove the getaway car, and you're just as guilty as the ones that were doing it. And it would be hard to explain to us that you've been a Democrat your whole damn life, and freaking the Clintons, the Obamas, and all your other freaking buddies were down there raping and eating babies, and you didn't know nothing about it. They all knew. Every single one of them knew. They're all pedophiles as far as I'm concerned. Until somebody can prove me otherwise, I'm siding with the children. I'm siding with our children. I'm siding with Jesus and the Lord. You know what I mean? I mean, these people are sick, man. And everything that you've done, Don, to bring this to light, brother, if we save one child, it was worth it. One single baby, it was worth it. But we're going to save every single baby because there's going to be no child left behind this time.
No, there's not going to be. I'm going to pass the mic to Rico because I've been a mic hog. And I'm sure Rico's sitting there chomping at the bit, as he loves when you come on the show. And for my listeners, he's a tremendous part of the Kaylee McEnany official page. He's a tremendous brother of mine on my walk, and I love having him on the shows as you do. So without further ado, I'm going to let Rico ask you a few questions. Rico?
Hey, Stephen. Man, that's powerful stuff.
Jack. Good to talk to you again, man.
You too.
Hell yeah.
I feel like kindred spirit with you because you sound like one of my pipeline buddies. I just really enjoy being around you.
It's just enthusiasm,
baby. We would like to make you a pipeliner too, man.
There we go. Not a problem. Sign me up.
Ric Flair persona going, you know?
Woo!
There you go. Yeah. That was really intrigued me when you threw out Moloch because Moloch, when you said something about Hillary and correct, that's right? Didn't you say Hillary referenced Moloch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in her own email.
Yeah, Moloch was an idol that they sacrificed children to, like, thousands of years ago. So, change, the scenery changes, but some of the dark deeds stay the same. And that's just, I was really blown away how that you were able to present that. So, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And,
Not a problem.
I looked at some of your videos on the internet today, and you're a communications major, is that right?
Yeah, I figured that was the easiest one for me, you know.
No,
I just wanted to get that piece of paper, man, because the template that I grew up in, you know, basically, you know, I was born in 67, man, so grew up in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, that was the template that they had for everybody, man. You went to freaking college when you got done. You know, I went in the military, too, so I served my country and then also went to put myself through college. But I just went to college more for a social event, to be honest with you, and a piece of paper just to let everybody know I was smart. So,
hey, you got us fooled. I appreciate you communicating.
I'm just a short bus success story, brother. You know what I mean? I still lick windows on occasion, and you know, the purple crayons actually taste like grapes. So,
we love you. Just what are your thoughts on how far you think this pedophile thing is going? And please, I've got one more right after this, if Don can let me. Yeah. But anyway, just how deep do you think this is? Because I think there's you probably know better because you're really deeply entrenched in this, but like cities, like where fluent people will settle that are involved in this pedo ring, I'm sure there's cities across the country that have this too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, take a look at the freaking badges that the freaking I don't know if it's the police or sheriff or whatever wear out in L.A. I mean, they've got pedophile symbols that the FBI has identified as pedophile symbols on their badges. I mean, that's how bad this is. You know what I mean? And I've seen the badges, and there's other badges from around the country where literally our law enforcement officers are wearing pedophile symbols that have been identified by the FBI. So, I mean, for me, when they're tearing down these statues and stuff, I'm like going, dude, you might want to change your freaking badge that you're wearing. You know what I mean? Freaking hashtag pedophile symbol. Ding dong. Hello, you're cops. Do you not realize that? Well, the reason why they don't do anything about it is because the same satanic pedophile loving freaking people are in office. I mean, it's a cesspool of freaking Satanism, man. I mean, they took the Bible out of the schools. They freaking ridicule Christians. They won't let us go to church, but they can sure as hell riot. I mean, it's obvious to everybody. I mean, it's so obvious now that actually we have to do something about it, and everybody's getting excited for President Trump to do something about it, because when he goes full animal on these people, I'm telling you what, it's going to be the greatest shit show the world's ever seen.
You're right. You're right. I will certainly appreciate that.
It's funny that society is so blind, but yesterday was a tremendous and beautiful day. Many patriots took to the streets of Hollywood and protested. They're fed up with this. You know, what is it going to take to wake the world up, Stephen? You know, I'm sharing as much as I can on this worldwide syndicated show. We're doing as much as we can. What's the next step? What's the next move? You know, I know something's coming up, possibly in Florida. What's the next move for Stephen Bear on this path to righteousness?
Well, I tell you what, man. Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, man. And I'll be honest with everybody that's listening. That was the first time in my life that I ever felt the Holy Spirit work through me. God had me on this planet for 52 years to practice for those 4 minutes to deliver a message to the world. And I did. And he smiled. And all you have to do is just look at the hundreds of thousands of comments of people that are standing side by side with me. I think we're well over 5 million views now on the original with the spinoffs and everything. They're talking to the 20, 30 million range that, you know, saw the interview. And, you know, really the only reason why, you know, the interview was so awkwardly, disturbingly entertaining is because of the fact that it was freaking the Holy Spirit working through me. I mean, you know, and it's really kind of weird because when I say that, you know, I try to, you know, I'm a communications major. So you got, you know, the message sent and the message received. And I really want people to receive that message because everything that I said was true. There wasn't anything that I said that was false. The interview itself was so freaking all over the place that I just freaking rolled with it. And I tried to get out as much information as I possibly could because I knew this might be our one and only opportunity to be able to get that out onto the world stage, because there's a lot of people that know, but 95% of us don't, or we're unwilling to accept it. The fact of the matter is that we're going into a period of time where we're going to have to really sit down and we're really going to have to talk about subjects, man, that are the most disgusting, ugliest freaking subjects we will ever talk about in our lifetime. And It is important for us to have these conversations because this is good versus evil. And we have our only shot right now in history to eliminate evil permanently, powder it into the history books alongside Benedict Arnold and the Nazis. And anybody that thinks that the Democrat Party is going to survive this is kidding themselves. Put your money where your mouth is. You can't rig an election, an investigation, and an impeachment process against the American people and lose all three and just walk around like nothing happened. Okay? It's all death penalty stuff. That's all treason. And then you throw the pedophilia and the satanic cannibalism on top of that. Well, guess what happens next, cowboy? You know what I mean? So that's where we're going. And everybody can keep their head in the sand all they want, but you know what, man? Hey, we're on all on God's time, man. And you know, we're less than 100 days from this election, and I'm going to be announcing the Great Awakening down in Jacksonville, Florida, on August 25th, and it's going to be the most incredible event ever. I mean, there's going to be so many celebrities. Everyone in the movement is going to be down there. I know General Michael Flynn's son, QAnon Obi-Wan. I got QAnon for you, who'll be coming down with me. And then I've been talking with Liz Crokin and other people that are involved, you know, in the movement. It's going to be huge. So if you guys, you know, want to really be a part of this movement and a part of saving these kids, I would encourage all of you to get your tickets now. August 25th, Jacksonville, Florida, the Great Awakening. And I'm going to be the MC. I'm going to hopefully be able to lead the Patriots to the promised land. And I had no idea, you know, coming from the announcing business, you know, obviously me and you've been buddies now for decades, but you know, coming from the fight business, you know, and announcing all the professional prize fights that I've announced throughout my life, I never would have thought that I'd be announcing Patriots versus pedophiles.
Yeah, wow. You know, neither did I. And it's, you know, on one end it's truly amazing because you see people like Jalen Turner and other fighters that are awoke and are sharing and looking for information and sharing information. But yet, you've got so many that just attack you, and it's just like, it's so disgusting because if they could only see for a split minute into my heart and into my mind, then they would be ruined forever. You know, the thing that gets me is people don't understand. They don't understand because they choose not to. But you look at, there's so many aspects to this. Adrenochrome is one. Satanic rituals is another. Bloodletting. Eating human flesh. But then you've got the sexual aspect, the deviated aspect of it. You know, people, just look back into your mind and into your heart and think about it. Why do you think America is under so much attack right now? Why do you think they hate President Trump so much? These arrests go ahead, bro.
Well, they hate him, man, is because he's freaking bringing down the freaking whole freaking shit show. I mean, now we're going to feed him a shit sandwich and hang him like freaking Christmas ornaments. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, bro. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I mean, when that gal got up on that stand for Weinstein in New York, Jesus, man, she said when the guy pulled his pants down, man, he was freaking some type of a hermaphrodite trans testicle something. I couldn't even tell you, man. He's got freaking a vajayjay and a wee-wee or something. I don't. It's like freaking Monsters Incorporated down there, dude. It's like he had a squid or something. You know what I mean? I mean, she was describing it on the stand. I mean, people can go, you know, and verify that for themselves. I mean, I'm not bullshitting you. You know what I mean? But I don't even know if these people are even human, bro. I mean, who does these kinds of things? Not a freaking Christian. Not a Trump supporter. You know?
No.
I mean,
but,
not
but
a Trump supporting
really
Christian.
Quick, though. Hold on a second. But they're really quick to say, well, Trump and Epstein were friends, and Trump was at Mar-a-Lago with Epstein and others. But you know what? Take it back before 2017. Take it back. If you go and you look, it's in court documentation. They investigated Trump. Trump was cleared. But yet, many people want to say, oh, but he was affiliated. You know what? He was affiliated with Epstein on real estate deals and other aspects. Yes, they did know each other, but once Trump found out what was going on with the parting of the Red Sea, that's the part the world don't want to own up to. And, you know, I think Trump back in those days was great intent. said, I'm going to be the president of the United States one day, or I'm going to give it my best to become, and I'm going to drain the swamp. And since 2017, people have been going down for sex trafficking. He just took down MS-13. He's taken down cartels. He's taken down others. But one thing they fail to look at is Gitmo has tripled in size, and a press release about 3 weeks ago stating that Gitmo should be getting ready for high-profile American detainees. You know, people, wake up. That's telling you something. You know, that's telling you that from Joe Biden on down, you know, I put out that video, Pedophile Joe. Those were all examples from television clips. He's biting on kids. He's grabbing kids' crotches. He's trying to pinch little girls' tits. Right on national TV. Right in front of your eyes. Yeah, but you're cool with that? Well, I'm not.
No, I mean, that's the thing, dude. And here's the thing. I mean, the same people that complain about anything that we do are the same people that have been hanging around satanic pedophile cannibals their whole life, and apparently they didn't know. I mean, they ain't the sharpest crayons in the box. You know what I mean? I mean, the only thing, the only words that come to the tip of my tongue are feeble, lame, worthless, and weak. They're our weakest link. They don't even know what planet they're on, man. They're stumbling and mumbling in their own little bubbles. They clock in, they clock out, man. It's the fucking most feeble existence I can imagine. They're sitting down with their kids right now pretending Barack Obama was a good president. That's how fucked up these people are. We're saving them from themselves. That's how feeble they are. You know what I mean? And they don't even know it. They won't even admit what they've done, dude. They won't even recognize it. You know what I mean? I mean, so the thing is that I'm kind of like this. You know, I haven't even heard out of these people, well, it sounded like a good idea. You know, fuck, you remember when you were a kid, dude, and your old man caught you doing something? I mean, shit, that was your go-to, wasn't it? It sounded like a good idea at the time. You know, wiretapping Trump Tower illegally using MS-5 and MS-6, you know, sounded like a good idea at the time. Rigging the election sounded like a good idea. We haven't even heard that from these people. You know what I mean? They're on a sinking ship. I say let them sink to the bottom of the ocean. You know what I mean? I mean, the thing is, it'd be a great freaking time to take your Obama sticker off your car.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
The best thing they could do, Stephen, is convert to Alabama fans and just mark out the
ain't
O
that
and make
something?
It Alabama.
Yep. Yep. Ain't that something?
I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm just trying to help them save face. But
anyway. I mean, for real. I mean, you're doing them a favor, too. I mean, when do we get thanked for all the favors we're doing these people?
You're right. Man, this whole thing, I don't think people really understand the gravity of this because I happen to be a history person. I really love history and
yeah,
have my nose in history books. But the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, I'm Italian, but, you know, I don't like to relish in those stories. But it's like it's immorality. And then the British, they said the sun never set on the British Empire. And they keep shrinking to nothing. And the numbers that you give and the numbers that you share, like 800,000 children a year go missing. Well, I've heard that England is worse.
Yeah.
Actually, and they actually are complicit in letting their children get abused and whatnot by these immigrants and people like that, the illegal immigrants, they had all those illegal immigrants from Africa and all these people, and they have just kind of did the Olay to and just let everything happen under their watch. It's horrific, and just the morality is going to tear down our country. The immorality is. It's just we're losing our soul. If you can't take care of your own...
the whole thing. That was the plan, is to lose our soul. I mean, that's what these people are soulless. You know, I mean, they don't believe the same things that we believe. Actually, as a matter of fact, they believe the exact opposite. They wanted to destroy us. It was a 16-year plan. They freaking put Obama in there to tee it up for Hillary to do us in. I mean, all Obama did was normalize Marxism in America. I mean, look at the idiot. I mean, this guy, his name Barack Hussein Obama. Well, we're fighting Saddam Hussein, huh? Saddam Hussein, Barack Hussein, what are they, brothers, cousins? I mean, freaking, man, what the hell is that? And then come to find out that's not even his real name, and it's Barry Soweto or whatever the hell it is. You know what I mean? And then you got Larry Sinclair. Does everybody remember Larry? I mean, old Larry got up there and told everybody, man, that he freaking was doing, what is that, fellatio? I don't even know what the hell these names are, man. These people are freaks.
He was giving them a blowjob in the limo.
Yeah, isn't that something, bro? You know what I mean? And smoking crack and everything else. I mean, he was farm-raised, man. He was farm-raised CIA. I mean, and let's take a look at his bloodline. Let's take a freaking look at Obama the same way they took a look at President Trump. Let's look into his book deal. Let's look into the $1.8 billion
in cash.
Hold
on 1 second, because I want to throw in a key fact that not very many people want to understand or even listen to. The same gentleman that came forward about the two trips that he spent with Obama doing cocaine and crack and giving him fellatio and having sexual intercourse with him, the day that he broke loose with the story, ironically, 2 days later, he was killed. You know?
Ain't that something?
Yeah, wake the fuck up.
Ain't that something? Just like Epstein.
The same judge that was given the orders on the reopening of the Epstein tapes and the Epstein case, her husband was shot and almost killed, her son was killed. If there's no conspiracy, if there's no fact to it, why is everybody that is coming forward, everybody that is speaking up, why are they?
Well, they can't suicide all of us, brother.
Yeah, no, they can't.
You're right.
See, this is the thing that pisses me off and chaps my ass, is because you look at Malaysia. I mean, this isn't just an American or UK problem or Canadian problem. This is a global problem. You look at Malaysia. There's cities that are known as prostitution cities. You got 8, 9, 10-year-old girls being sold by their parents for rich American and other tourists to come over there and have sex in these brothels with 9, 10, and 11-year-old girls and boys.
They don't have to go over there anymore. Apparently, Wayfair's freaking shipping them in their desks and cabinets, man. Have you checked that shit out? Holy crap,
but
dude.
People don't want
Hashtag
to understand
Wayfair.
Do their research. Hold up. But people don't want to do their research, and it's been broken down. Some of the pillows and cabinets, they, like one of the cabinets was named Lily, product number 12364. You go look at the child abduction list. Holy shit. There's a girl named Lily. You look at the pillows that they had. They named them all. You go look at the child abduction list. Every one of them names is on that list. But yet, they're selling these pillows for $10,000, $11,000, $12,000. The cabinets for $15,000 to $20,000. They're human trafficking. Even the employees of Wayfair admit that they take the orders, but they don't handle the product. What the fuck does that tell you? Then you look at Maxwell. You know, the world is going to fall. She wasn't arrested for just anything. You know, Stephen, what do you think is going to come out of the Maxwell aspect? They have put the court case off just a little bit because inadvertently some of the court case documents were leaked or shared online and they weren't supposed to. What do you think? Do you think that was purposely done with intent so that they could possibly get the case thrown out of court? Or do you think that she will stand trial, and if she does, do you think she'll live to see it?
No, we don't need her. We didn't need Epstein. We don't need any of them, man. Our own government was involved in this operation. Let's not kid ourselves. We already had everything from freaking the get-go. You know what I mean? So all this stuff, man, and chit-chat and this and that doesn't matter, okay? We had our own government was involved in this freaking, brownstoning operation. And I mean, you had former presidents, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton going down there, You had Barack Obama going down there. I mean, man, these people are sick. And the thing is that they videotaped everybody. I mean, and they've got all the videos. We have all the videos. Our government has all the videos. That's why I keep saying to my friends, I'm like, what is it about the word everything do you not understand? President Trump has absolutely everything on everybody, freaking end of story, game over. You know, he's got four aces and a Trump card. They've already played out all their cards. I mean, hell, who knows, man? Next 100 days, what are they going to throw at us? I mean, hell, they've already thrown a China virus, murder hornets, and a freaking race riot at us. What's next? You know what I mean? I mean, we were watching the final death throes of a batshit crazy anti-American failed ideology. You know what I mean? And it's freaking and it's in its final death throes, and we're going to pull the plug in freaking November, dude. And then that's when the punishments begin. And we can't get through the punishments fast enough. They have to be so public and so brutal that this shit never freaking happens again. And you can only imagine with the greatest showman on earth running the freaking greatest shit show on earth that, man, it's going to be freaking unbelievable, man. The victims will get justice. Justice will be served. And freaking we'll be able to throw these freaking, you know, monsters through the wood chipper of justice and bludgeon them with the freaking Constitution.
Amen. You know, one thing I have found in my heart with sharing with people is not only did I get hate, but I've got tremendous amounts of love and outrage. People are ready to go on a witch hunt, per se. They're ready to go and kill these people. I mean, this is how adamant the people that have woken up and done their research. You know, because I never tell anybody to believe me. I always ask them to go look on their own. And the ones that have are truly amazing. You know, I was just hit up a minute ago by a buddy who said, I just can't handle this anymore. The things I'm finding, you know, I had to call the sex abuse hotline or child abuse hotline. And he said that they've been getting calls nonstop. You know, but yet you see things play out on TV that really piss me off. You have a gentleman that was just arrested for the rape of a 10-year-old girl and was given 1 year suspended sentence. And in 1 year, he could be taken off the sexual offenders program. Why is it that we the people, we the government, are allowing this fucking bullshit? These are Democratic judges that are doing this.
Yeah.
You know, this is sickening.
Did you hear about that one down in Florida, though? What was it, last week or week before last, where the judge did the same thing with a pedophile, and that freaking pedophile wound up on his freaking doorstep decapitated?
Wow.
Did you hear about that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, true story. Ended up back on the freaking judge's doorstep decapitated. How you like them apples? You know what I mean? Oops. You know, the thing is, bro, is that here's the deal. You know, as far as I'm concerned, man, you fucking touch a kid, yeah, your days are numbered, bro. I mean, after we get done with you getting you into the judicial system to stand in front of the freaking judge, you're going to prison. And I put up a deal on Facebook this past week before I got thrown in jail again about a prisoner who, you know, goes through the process of what happens to a pedophile once they get in there. And, man, they slash them. You know what I mean? They'll cut them right in the face so they walk around the rest of their life. Everybody knows they're a pedophile. You know what I mean? And that's if they survive. I mean, usually most of these guys, they don't survive. And the reason why they don't is because all the prisoners got babies too. They all got kids and wives and everything else. I mean, their lives might be – and the freaking one bottom line is you do not touch one of God's children. You know, and dude, we're going to get into conversations, you know, moving forward. And I appreciate you having me on your show and everything because, you know, we need to start talking about these really touchy subjects because this is what's coming down the pike and we need to get some practice time in with everybody. But the bottom line is that, dude – abortions, the reason why they freaking is the number one Democrat issue is because they believe it sacrifices to Moloch, man. It's the firstborn child usually. And this is, you know, people are unaware of these things, you know,
yeah.
but I'm becoming more aware of them and that the most precious thing on the face of the earth is a freaking baby growing in its mother's womb. And these people are so sick and so psychotic or whatever. Hell, they'll rip that thing out, sell its body parts, eat it, or freaking whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, thank God abortion was illegal when I was born. I mean, I was born in 1967, man. Had it been legal, I'm not so sure I'd even be down here. And with 10,000 freaking different contraceptives, man, you got to be an idiot to get fucking pregnant. Jesus Christ. I mean, you got 10,000 freaking things to choose from. Why don't you pick one and quit drinking? You know? I mean, how about personal responsibility? Let's help out the people that get pregnant, you know, accidentally. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And let's help them to become, you know, parents or give it up for adoption. I was adopted. Thank God I was adopted. Adoption is a beautiful thing. There's couples out there that can't have children that would love to have a child to raise as their own, you know? So I think we need to, you know, err on the side of life. I think we need to err on the side of Christ because, bro, the only way to get to heaven is to believe in Jesus Christ, believe he's your Lord and Savior, and know he died on the cross for you and saved your sins. I mean, you know, and accept that he's the Son of God. I mean, it's that easy. It's that simple.
Amen.
It's that simple. That's 2 and 2 is 4, man. It's not algebra. We're not adding freaking letters to the equation. It's not pi r squared shit.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
No,
you said it. It's not complicated. It's simple.
Don't complicate it, man. You know, and that's the whole thing. And that's why, you know, I just want to let people out there, you know, Don's right. Man, this all comes from love, man. You know what I mean? But I have so much love for somebody that if they continue to call themselves a proud liberal Democrat after they've rigged an election and investigation and impeachment process and freaking raped and ate kids down on an island, you know, sorry, bro. You know what I mean? We tried to work with you. And we even told you about it, but none of these people have ever said anything. There's no Hollywood people saying anything about pedophilia. There's no sports and entertainment people saying anything. The mainstream media isn't saying anything. We're the only ones saying anything. And thank God that gal freaking, you know, put that microphone in my face so I could get this party started. You know, I mean, Maxwell was arrested freaking less than a week after I freaking popped off, you know, and then boom. And then, you know what, man? Hey, let's peel open this freaking can of freaking shit sauce. You know what I mean? Let's open this thing up and, man, let's show everybody what idiots they are and have them explain to us why they're hanging out with these people and they didn't know, because that ought to be real interesting. Oh, I didn't know. What the fuck, you didn't? I mean, come on, man. If I'm hanging out with a group of people my whole life, I know who they are. I mean, you're telling us you didn't hear anything around the water cooler at some point in time? Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
You know? I mean, come on, man.
That's just like people saying, we went to Epstein Island, but we didn't partake in anything. We didn't see anything of that nature. Get the fuck out of here.
I know. You knew who he was, what he did, where he did it. That's why you got on his plane to fly down there and do it with him, dumbass. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you what, brother. We're swinging for the fence, man. We're less than 100 days away, man. We got to go balls deep, man. This is showtime. It ain't no dress rehearsal, man. We got to get the word out there, man, because all of our lives depend on this thing. You know, the freaking Democrats should even freaking pray that President Trump freaking wins. Because I can tell you what, if President Trump, for whatever reason, doesn't win, all bets are off.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling you know, a lot of people don't really understand that the true silent majority is truly going to come out. And Trump has a lot bigger of a base than a lot of people need to really think about. You know, I just had a buddy hit me. And I think it's a good point to bring up. You know, you look at the Queen of England. What are your thoughts on the Queen of England? I mean, because, bro, if people don't believe in adrenochrome, I don't think that old broad is aged in 20 freaking years. You know, pretty much the palace has been boarded up. The royal family's disappeared. What are your thoughts and your implications on the royal family?
You know what? This is the one and only opportunity for the world, man, to freaking pummel them. And they deserve it. They deserve everything they're about ready to freaking get. And you know what? President Trump signed that freaking deal into law with an executive order, man, in January of 2017, saying the United States government can seize all of your assets if you are freaking found guilty of child sex trafficking and everything like that. Dude, I think he's teed it up. We're going to take all of their money. Because that's what these people think, man. They live in the worldly stuff. They're like, oh, wow, I got a Mercedes. Oh, wow, I got a big house. You know, blah, 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 money, money, money. Greed. Greed. Dude, we're going to take away all of their money. Every single thing. I can guarantee you right now, they'll be bulldozing freaking whole subdivisions in Hollywood. I mean, real estate's going to become real fucking cheap, real freaking quick, dude, when everybody finds out what's been going on in that neighborhood. I can tell you that right now. You know what I mean? I ain't living in that house. Are you kidding me? You know, nah, man, this is biblical stuff, man. And you know what? Couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. You know, you got, hell, the queen's mom, what'd she die last year or something, 150 years old or whatever the hell? You know what I mean? Nah, these people are freaks, dude. Listen, they found something from the fallen angels. The fallen angels gave them the information, made a pact, made a deal, whatever. Who knows? But anyway, they're all freaking – they all need to be put out of their freaking misery, dude, because I can tell you right now, this world would be so freaking awesome with no racism, no freaking anti-Semitism, no anything. I mean, this is all made-up shit that they freaking throw at us. Now, I'm not going to say we don't have a few bad apples in this group or that group. Of course we do. But you know what? We should be able to take control of our own. And if not, then have somebody else whoop their ass. You know what I mean? I mean, but the thing is that this has been going on for thousands of years. I mean, it goes straight to the Pope, man. Look at that guy. He's got Satan looking all over him, man. And then I started seeing some of the Catholic stuff. I mean, you're kidding yourself to think these priests have stopped raping them freaking altar boys. I mean, come on, man. They didn't stop raping these kids. They just freaking pay a lot of money and keep on raping. And they're going to continue to do it until somebody puts an end to it.
Church and state. You guys, they basically govern their own self. And, you know, that's one thing that I've been preaching for a long time is, you know, why is there still a Catholic religion? You know, people know this is going on, but I want to kind of take it a little bit deeper because we're not going to sugarcoat anything anymore.
The Pope
is part of the Red Shoe Club. Why don't you explain to the listeners what the Red Shoe Club is, Stephen?
Well, Red Shoe Club, man, is freaking human skin from their victims. You know what I mean? These people parade around in red shoes because it's a symbol. Symbolism will be their downfall. Now that we're talking about it on your show, and now people are becoming aware that when you see red shoes, think pedophile. Think that's probably some victim's skin that actually made that freaking shoe, and the guy's parading it around like he's freaking some freaking hot shot freaking Satan worshiper. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, I'm telling you right now, brother, symbolism will be their downfall. They'll be lucky, man, if they can fucking get into the police hands after defunding them before freaking anybody else gets to them. Because I can tell you right now, it ain't going to be pretty.
No, it's really not. You know, I put out statements of Hollywood elites stating that it's tremendously good to sit down and eat a human body at Christmas time, and that human flesh tastes like chicken. Then you've got Sandra Bullock and others that are talking on Ellen DeGeneres before she got taken down about how they've had the foreskin of Chinese babies and other aspects, you know, shot into their faces. This is a sick fucking world, bro. I mean,
I'm not so sure this isn't hell, bro. I'm going, damn, you know.
Yeah.
I've watched videos of kids being thrown over a fucking dish tub, screaming and kicking and having a scalpel being taken to them and them yanking their organs out while they're still alive for resale.
unbelievable.
And people don't want to admit this exists.
Well, here's the thing, and if everybody's on Twitter or whatever out there, man, go to Legendary Punisher, man. That's my Twitter site. The first video that you will see, it just went over 400,000 views, is John Podesta torturing a child so that he can make his famous walnut sauce. Now, I don't know if your viewers have heard about walnut sauce or you've talked about it at all, but walnut sauce this is sick stuff. But anyway, these people take the organs from these kids and they eat them. And apparently walnut sauce, old Podesta, his was pretty tasty, apparently, looking through all their emails and seeing all the compliments he got on his, walnut sauce. Maybe he put a little salt and pepper in there. I don't know. Maybe a little hot sauce, But I mean, when you're having to kill a child or a baby so that you can pleasure yourself sexually and then consume this thing, I mean, dude, that's like a rabid frothing dog running around the neighborhood biting kids. I mean, what the fuck you do with that? Well, fucking goddamn shoot it. Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck, man. Yep. You can't make this shit up, bro. You can't make this shit up.
I wish I could truly share with the world what I've seen with my own eyes, but social media won't let me. I understand the feeling that you're going through, bro, because we see it, we understand it, but yet the world's truly just waking up to something that we've known for quite some time. It's destructive in nature because at the same time, I'm losing family members, I'm losing friends, I'm losing aspects of the sport. Do I give a fuck? No. Fuck you.
No.
I really don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because I know in my heart what I'm doing is right. And like you said earlier, we're going to save many more, but if we save one child, then I don't care if I end up with any friends. Because I saved that child. This show isn't about us. This show is about the kids. This is about giving people information and allowing you to go research and make your own decision. But I guarantee you, once you look, you won't be able to stop, and you'll have a greater understanding of how sick these son of a bitches are. It's destroying me as a human being. It's destroying me as a man. But I'm consumed by it because I have to continue this fight. And if you want to hate me for being real, then go right the fuck ahead.
I'm going to pass the mic to Rico.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, man, God love you, brother. Listen, we're all in this thing together, man. We're all souls, man. That's what this is about, man. We got skin and bone and everything else, but that's just what we use. God's given us to utilize, man, to get our soul around this freaking planet. And, we got to come together on this thing. There ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We ain't asking you. We're telling you, okay?
Yeah.
You need to get on board with this thing because that's our number one responsibility as a society, as adults, as parents, is to protect our children. I don't protect just my own children. I have children. I protect everybody's children, and I protect their grandbabies. When I freaking, got, and I'm gonna be a grandfather in September for the first time. I'm really excited. Thank you. I just is one of those deals where, listen, this is our most valuable asset is our children. And when I see one in three black pregnancies ends in abortion, that's unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. And the thing is that we want to err on the side of life. Listen, man, we'll find somebody that'll take care and love that baby and love that child and raise them into, who knows, maybe the next president of the United States.
I mean, we have literally destroyed generations of people through abortion, and then come to find out that the Democrats are using the abortions as some sacrifice to somebody. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing. Rigo, I'm going to go ahead and let you ask a few more, and then I'll come back and ask a couple more, and then we'll kind of wrap things up, brother.
Thank you. Whoa. Stephen, this whole thing with the kids, we're going to have a generation, like, because there's going to be a lot of kids that have never got any attention about this, that, you know, or it's never going to be brought to light what happened to them. And it's going to be wild what happens, because a lot of times people who are abused turn into abusers. So it's terrible. I mean, and like you said, people need to get this under control like their hair's on fire. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you think that we ought to have maybe some like churches, children too? Like I shouldn't even have to say that, but you know, like you said, there's people out here called ministers with airplanes and everything. But where's our mind at? You know, who's going to minister to these kids? They need help.
Well, they do. And the thing is that, you know, here's the thing. The thing is that everybody, and I mean everybody, should be talking about kids, because it goes Jesus, kids, and then country. Okay, in that order. You know what I mean? God, children, and our country. In that order, okay? And I think everybody would agree with me on that. You know what I mean? Because if you've got Christ, you walk with Christ, okay, you're going to already think to yourself, hey, I'm going to help out any kid that's out there, regardless if it's mine or not. If the child needs help, I'm going to help. I'm going to be a first responder if I need to be. I'm going to step in if I need to be. I'm going to take control of the situation. And make sure and ensure that our children are our number one priority. And the fact of the matter is that the media won't cover it, because they're all pedophiles and they're paid by pedophiles. And everybody was going down to that island. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. The problem is it is so systemic. And these people know that this is for pink slips. I mean, they kicked a hornet's nest they had no business kicking. They crossed a line that you can't come back from. The Democrat Party is done. Done. And I mean, and so's the Republicans too. I mean, they're next up. I mean, don't, you know, I'm not going to give the Republicans a freaking pass. Actually, I think they're almost worse than Democrats, because of the fact that they allowed it to happen. They were our last freaking, resource in order to freaking, if nothing else, at least slow this thing down. And they didn't. They freaking got bought out under the table, and they freaking became the same thing that the Democrats did. And it was so obvious when we gave them the trifecta from 04 to 06, and they spent like freaking drunken freaking sailors. There was no Reagan playbook, because they were all freaking in on it. I mean, every administration since Kennedy's about ready to go down for treason, you know, because they all committed treason. They all whacked Kennedy. And they're a bunch of crooks. And, you know, hell, they even tried to kill Ronnie. I think Ronnie was going to try to expose this shit, but he had Bush sitting right next to him, and Bush was in on the hit with Kennedy. So, I don't know, brother. It's so awesome that President Trump is having to come to Jesus with the entire world. You know what I mean? And we all do need to get on the same sheet of music. It's okay to have an opinion, but one opinion's right and one opinion's wrong. And we're about ready to find out whose opinion's right and whose opinion's wrong. Because the thing is that facts matter, you know, and you can't freaking run from facts. These people run on feelings. We run on facts. Well, we're going to bludgeon them with facts. And the facts will be so freaking overwhelming that we're going to have to sit next to our freaking idiotic, stupid, ridiculous Democrat family and friends and freaking probably end up watching, you know, the executions live on freaking TV. You know, I wouldn't surprise me if President Trump built the freaking gallows on the front White House lawn with gold accents, wood from the Mayflower, to give it more historic value when it sits in Obama's library in freaking Chicago. You know what I mean? I mean, for real, dude. These people deserve everything they're about ready to get, man. We can't make it any more painful for them, you know? And it couldn't happen to a nicer group of people.
Yeah, I need to sneak in one more thing here, Stephen, if I got time.
Go ahead.
John.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're good.
Thank you. I looking back kind of at a timeline of things in recent history, I think there's a something that kind of clued into how deep the problem was, and it didn't just happen overnight. It wasn't just yesterday that this pedo stuff was going on. Remember Michael Jackson, okay, and the Neverland deal, and the kids that were messed with there. So there was what happened about that? It was just swept under the rug. And as a child, as a young person, when that was brought to light to me. And understand how discouraging it can be to children knowing that there's, you know, other kids that might be in the playground with you that got messed with by adults and nobody's doing anything about it. And that's exactly the fire and passion you have, brother, is that, you know, and would you say that was a big clue that there's nothing, the Michael Jackson scenario, that it's been going on, and right there was no axes to grind after that. It just kind of passed right by.
Well, the thing is that, and Michael Jackson, man, that boy, you talk about a wild story, man. I mean, I'd really like to know the true story because I think who knows? You know, I mean, he was such a unique individual. I can only imagine the abuse, the just sheer abuse that he took from his dad. You know, I mean, you look at his dad, man. I mean, he just looks angry all the time. I don't think I've ever seen the guy smile except when Michael would get a good paycheck. You know what I mean? So, you know, and then that whole Neverland thing. And then, I mean, you're not going to pay a kid $25 million, man, to just shut up if he didn't do anything. You know, so, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, it kind of is what it is. You know what I'd like to do? I mean, I would actually like to freaking buy, you know, set up a freaking deal to buy that freaking house and buy Neverland and freaking turn it into a freaking place where kids that have been abused, you know, can go and freaking heal and freaking get back out there. I think we should put it to good use, and whoever owns it now, man, plan on selling it here in the future because I'm on a mission and I just got 10 million new friends. I guarantee you they're going to freaking help me out. So, I mean, for me, that would be awesome. But we'll have to see what happens to California, man. I mean, that place is just so messed up. I mean, they're bankrupt. They're filled with pedophiles and freaking everything else. And, I mean, it's just, you know, a sanctuary city that just got defunded. You know, thank God President Trump took the money away from the sanctuary states and cities. I mean, I don't blame him one bit. I wish he would have done it sooner. You know what I mean? I mean, these people are idiots, man. I mean, complete and utter non-Americans. They're anti-American. They hate us. They hate me, you, our families, our kids. I mean, all they want to do is destroy us, and I think it's pretty obvious to everybody out there.
Right on.
You know, at the end of the day, I love the articulated statement that you made. You said the Republicans aren't innocent either. And that shows that you're not biased, that the words that you speak.
No, man, I'm pro-kid, man. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pro-kid too, bro. Trust me. I lost the job with a promotion yesterday because of my plight to save the children. I can give two fucks. You know, I'm a two-time Hall of Fame photographer. What more can I fucking do in the sport than I've already done? None of that means shit to me. But saving a child does. You know, I love the aspect that you share because it comes from the heart. It's real. People, do your research. If you don't believe my show, go and look up for yourself. And what you find will amaze you. And not only will it amaze you, be prepared to get sick. Because you're not going to be prepared for what you find. You know, Steve, I love you, bro. I love what you do. I love what you share with the world. I've known you for quite a long time, and God never would have figured that both of us were the true patriots that we are and give our hearts and our minds and our souls to protecting the future of our country. But, you know, we talk about Neverland and making a place for these kids to go. But the harsh reality and the cruel reality is that what are we going to do for the kids that have never seen the light of day? The ones that been so manipulated and used and beaten and abused. How are we going to create a productive member of society from kids who have never seen the light of day because they've been kept in cages in the dark?
Yeah. You know, man, that's going to be a real tough issue. I mean, I've got my own ideas on that. I think you probably know what they are.
Yeah.
You know, but everything comes from love and comes from being humane. You know, we got whole cities underneath us, bro. We've got tunnels everywhere, man. There's kids, there's whole cities, you know. I mean, think about that. I mean, underneath where we're living, and some of these kids have never even seen the light of day. Some of these kids, they're only used to just have more kids so that they can rape and eat them. You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's why, you know, around the country, you know, if you take a look over the past year, and there's even been articles about extra millions and millions of dollars being spent on underground warfare as well. But they're blowing up these dumps, the deep underground military bases. This is stuff that the CIA and all these people, all these, you know, scumbags have built these tunnels to traffic kids, traffic women, traffic drugs, traffic everything. You know, I mean, hell, dude, look at Trump, man. He's got Mexico building a damn wall, for Christ's sakes. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And now he's going through blowing up them tunnels, bringing them freaking kids out. And you know, those hospital ships, bro, you know, dude, I mean, he had those stationed there. I mean, I think he brought out a lot of kids from underneath Central Park. I mean, they're right there in the middle of the city, you know. And so, yeah, and so, you know, I think that people need to understand that, yeah, some of these people, man, they're not even going to look human, man. They've been inbred and everything like that, freaking deformed. They are deformed, you know, or whatever. But, I mean, God is now coming, you know, back, man. I mean, literally and figuratively and everything in between. And when we're going to change, this is going to be a tectonic shift that the world has never seen before. I mean, there's not going to be any more wars. There's not going to be, we're going to start getting along with one another. And here's the thing. The thing is that if we can't get along with you, okay, well, you're going to be eliminated one way or the other. We're either going to divorce your ass, give you California, and you can freaking build a wall around that son of a bitch. You know, I mean, the problem is that I always come back to this, brother. If you were to take all of the conservatives and wipe them off the face of the earth, which is what they want to do, okay, the world wouldn't fucking survive 6 months. They would freaking destroy it. You know what I mean? Just take a look at Seattle. I mean, dude, they can't even govern themselves. They protest themselves. They vote people in, then protest them, and then they'll vote them back in again the next election. I mean, it's a broken record of freaking psychosis. You know, but the thing is that, you know, these people, I mean, when do you break the, you know, when do you just put a stop and an end to it? You know what I mean? I mean, the thing is that if the shoe was on the other foot and we were to get rid of all of them and it was just conservatives on the freaking planet, dude, this planet would be in pretty freaking good shape, bro. You know what I mean? You ain't going to have a bunch of fucking people walking around with squids between their leg trying to act like they're a guy when they're a girl or something else. I mean, everybody would know what bathroom to use. You know what I mean? Everybody would be A-okay with having Jesus in their life and treating other human beings the way they wanted to be treated. You know? I mean, hell, we were all having a good time until a fucking Democrat shows up. I mean, Jesus Christ, we were all enjoying each other's company, and then fucking Here comes fucking a Democrat bitching, moaning, whining, sniveling, crying like a bitch. There's always one in the crowd. And every time, dude. You know what I mean? So if you take a look at all the negativity, you take a look at a bunch of people who can't even freaking stand themselves. You know what I mean? A group of people that can't even freaking accept themselves for who they are, but they want deplorables while they freaking stick their dicks in kids. I mean, that's, dude, that's what we're talking about. I mean, holy shit, I didn't make that up. And it's all true. So what are we going to do? Well, watch what happens next. I mean.
You know, the thing of it, though, is America doesn't realize, and, you know, remember just about a short year ago when we all told people just to go Google TV, television, and film.
Right.
And what to bring up. It brought up a pedophile catalog. You know, these six son of a bitches have done it right in front of our faces, blatantly, brazenly, and now they've been caught. You know, you talk about tunnels. You know, unfortunately, there's tunnels all under the United States. They say there's another country beneath our country. People talk about all these earthquakes. They're not earthquakes, my friend. They're the tunnels being blown up. You know, you look at Las Vegas as it sits by itself. It's got more tunnels per capita than any other city in this country. But it doesn't stop there. It's in Canada. It's everywhere. It's globally. You know, you look at Oprah Winfrey. When they raided her house, they found tunnels underneath her house. Where is she? Where is her show? You know, it's time to wake up. We need to
Man,
stop these
fuck,
people.
Fuck, she ate the baby whole, brother.
What was that?
It'd be whole.
Yeah, it really would be. You know, Stephen, I truly appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. We're going to have to keep getting deeper and deeper and sharing things. I'm going to give Rico an opportunity to ask you one more question, if he has one, before we kind of wrap things up. And then I'll come back and we'll wrap it up. Rico?
Hey, thank you. Stephen, man, dude, you're a great person, a likable person. You know, I just really would like to see more about what you do. How can someone access you and kind of want to join in with what you got going? You mentioned, like, the followers and everything. So where do we go to find you?
Well, you see, man, if you go to Legendary Punisher, man, that is my Twitter account. We're up to less than a month. We've already got almost 35,000 followers. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, this movement has just – it's just taken off. You know, we kind of became the tip of the spear. I mean, the information now – I mean, we're getting the freshest milk in town. We try to get that information out to everybody as fast as possible. I've got a team now around me that's helping me out. We got our new YouTube channel up. It's MAGA Legend on YouTube. Just check it out. As a matter of fact, we just had a really, really cool video that we did night before last that we put up on this coronavirus. You know, I would highly recommend everybody go. It's about a 35 minute show, but we walk you through everything, man. And so if you guys can check that out, that'd be great. And then we've also got my Instagram, which is Stephen Bear, and then both my Facebook accounts, Stephen K. Bear and Stephen Bear, as well as Steve Bear on Facebook. We're pretty much stacked and packed. Loaded up across the board. I mean, we've got thousands in the queue. We're actually going to be getting more sites just to handle the sheer volume that we're getting. But this is global, man. I mean, I talked to a gal this morning, actually, who reached out to me in Amsterdam. And a beautiful girl, Angel, you know, she's like, hey, look, whatever I can do to help out, you know, I'm doing my part here. You know, and then we've got, you know, UK, Australia, you know, people are getting a hold of us from all over the world, man. And apparently I've got a fan club in the UK. I had no idea, but we love you guys. And you know, keep sending us all the information that you got. We'll put it up as fast as we can. I mean, this is kind of, if you see something, say something kind of a deal. You know, if it comes across your radar, man, get it to us, because now, you know, we've got a network of, you know, some of the smartest and brightest, you know, people in this movement, and have access to them now that we didn't have before. That's really good. So once, you know, one of us, you know, gets something that's, you know, really positive, then we all kind of grab onto it. We get it out to you guys as fast as we can. I mean, we are the news now. The mainstream media can't be trusted. Most of them will be arrested. I hope you arrest most of them while they're on the air, to be honest with you, man, just for the entertainment value. You know what I mean? I mean, especially when that one dipstick over there at freaking CNN, man, just come in full riot gear, man, just freaking,
I'll
you
be
know.
Like Stone.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, but yeah, so we got that going on. We do have, I want to tell everybody, you know, what we've been doing behind the scenes, man, because, you know, a lot of people, they see all the, you know, pomp and stance and all that, and they don't really know all the back stuff. We've actually started going through the process of a 501c3 as well as an LLC. And the 501c3, it takes about 120 days. That's if everything goes correct. But then we got the virus in here and this and that and everything else. So it's not up to us how fast it goes through, but it is in the process, so that way, you know, contributions and people that want to help us out can donate that to the nonprofit. And we're going to do some wonderful things with it. Actually, as a matter of fact, we have identified a project in Johnson County and Overland Park, you know, going through the Johnson County Justice Center for that. It's a one-of-a-kind facility that they just need funding for. So it actually kind of God's helping all of us out, putting us all together. And this facility will be able to accept victims, you know, child sex trafficking, human trafficking, women that have been abused, and just victims of, you know, domestic violence, as well as, you know, the real bad stuff. They'll instantly be able to have a protection order, an order of protection, which typically, you know, just takes about 14 to 21 days, apparently, if you were to get one tonight. But they're going to expedite that process. It'll actually be legal spiegel. They will instantly have that and have the paperwork and the protection from that. But then also it'll be a medical facility which will be able to then treat them for anything that they have that they need, and then also have a counseling center where they'll also be able to receive counseling, and they'll also be able to live there until you know, hopefully we can put the pieces back together enough that they can go on with their lives and try to live a good life. So it's, you know, huge things are happening behind the scenes. Actually, as a matter of fact, trying to reach out to Dog the Bounty Hunter. You know, we.
You there, bro.
Yeah.
Well, good.
You know,
good, man.
I'm good friends with them.
Fantastic, dude. Well, listen, man,
we
got to get a hold of Dog.
I'll shoot you
perfect.
Leland's number, bro.
Excellent, man. No, I appreciate it, bro. I mean, the thing is that we need the best, and he is the best. And the thing is going into next year, you know, we've got, you know, unfortunately, a huge pedophile problem. You've got Tom Hanks over there in Greece, you know, and God forbid we need to drag him back. But I can tell you right now, man, me and Dog, you know, I've got people that are interested, already got, you know, the funding and everything like that for a series. So, you know, as soon as I can get a hold of him and tell him my story.
Dude, I'll make that happen tonight.
Great. Fantastic. Awesome, man. Well, the thing is that, man, you know, I mean, we love their show. We love them. Everybody loves them. And, you know, and Beth, bless her heart, man. I mean, gosh, dang.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she loved kids. Yeah, she loved kids, man. Dog loves kids. I love kids. You love kids. Everybody loves kids. You know what I mean? And so I hope that, you know, he will at least hear me out and, you know, hopefully accept my offer, and we can, you know, get the show on the road, man. Let's go find these kids, and let's get these predators. I think if we start with the top 10 of the most wanted, fugitive pedophiles out there in the United States, we start with them first.
Most definitely. I'll definitely hook you up with them. You know, that's funny that you
cool.
talk about that. It's, they've been on my show before, and I'm in correlation with Leland all the time, so I'm even friends with him on Facebook.
It's God's work, man. It's God's working through us, baby. God's working through us to save them babies.
Most definitely. One more thing before we let you go, bro.
Yeah.
You and I did a kind of an interview, documentary slash thing through a brother of ours named Robbie. Can you let the people know what that was for, and when can they expect that to come out?
Man, you know, I tell you what, it's probably going to end up being tomorrow, I think, is what they were telling me. It might be tonight, but more than likely tomorrow. Yeah, man, you know, great guy. You know, actually, as a matter of fact, we kind of met on Facebook, and then he called me up one time. This is about a year ago, and he was doing a movie, and he had Richie Ramone, actually from the Ramones. If you guys remember them, I mean, just an awesome freaking band, you know, part of American Americana.
Pop culture, dude.
Well, anyway, he's the last living Ramone, and he flew into KCI, and so I met those guys. Actually, picked up Richie in my limo. And the Freedom Limo. And, yeah, man, took him back to the hotel, hung out with him a little bit, man, great guy. And so, we kind of became friends. And then, you know, this stuff hit and, you know, everything, you know, just kind of went crazy. And so he kind of reached out to me and said, hey, look, I got this green screen or whatever, man. Let's just come on over and throw something up. And, well, everybody's been, you know, yanking on my chain. And so I've been putting together this team, and really within the past 3 or 4 weeks, man, we've got a pretty solid team now moving forward, so that we can give the content, we can give the information. You know, obviously, we want to track, no child's going to be left behind this time. We're going to track down those pedophiles. We're going to make sure that those children get the justice that they deserve.
Most definitely. It was an honor for me to portray a little tiny part, as I know Robbie in life, and he does really good work. He's tremendous at what he does, and, you know, God's created this path for all of us. As I knew Robbie, I knew you, and, you know, it's ironic how things happen, but it's for the better of mankind and to save the children. It's a blessing. You know, Stephen, it was an honor to have you on the show tonight. Bro, I can't wait till the next time. Next time we'll go a little bit deeper.
I know, man. I know. It's like, man, it's like I'm going to freaking get off and I'm going to be like going, man, when's the next show, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of got to sugarcoat things a little bit, but now we're getting a little bit more deeper in the complexities and, you know, giving people an understanding because, you know, we don't want to overload their minds. But people, listen to tonight's show, research. And once you start researching, you'll find the truth. Stephen, as always, brother, it was an honor to have you on the show. I look forward to
it. Appreciate it, brother.
One.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate hanging out with you guys, man. Let's do it again real soon.
Yeah,
oh,
Stephen, I really enjoyed it. Love your heart, brother.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Appreciate the
God bless you, homie. Love you, man.
Absolutely, man. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a straight real dude. Rico, what are your thoughts? What do you take away from each show that you've done with Stephen now?
He's, you know, I can see how he was a little humble about it, you know, kind of like he just wanted to get a piece of paper when he's talking about his degree, but he's a great communicator. He really gets my attention with what he's presenting. He presents his, you know, what he's saying well. He can easily get people on his side real quickly, and he's on the right side. He's on the good side, and just really great all-American guy, veteran, student. He's just a great all-American guy. Really love Stephen and wish him well. And I hope to just whatever I can do to help him forward whatever he's doing. I just really want to get involved too.
Oh, brother, you're there. You're already there. You know, it's funny because most people don't realize that there's been 2 decades of me and Steven knowing each other. And never did we ever think we would end up on this path. You know, it's ironious that I happen to know Dog the Bounty Hunter, Leland. They've been on my show before, and it's cool that they want to do something with him, because now I could correlate that path and widen the spectrum to save these kids. You know, Rico, it's always an honor and a privilege to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You know, you always say thank you, bro, and that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm gonna get at. I'm gonna put you on the spot on the air. You don't have to say thank you to me, because it's my honor to have you on the show. My guests love you. My fans love you. What you bring to the show is a different taste, a different complexity, and that's what life is about. Not just one view, but multiple views. We might not always agree, but together we create one hell of a show. And I'm the one that needs to thank you, because I'm the one that's honored that you take the time out of your schedule to do the show with me and help me share our guest with the world. On that note, brother, I appreciate you. I can't wait for the next show. And I love you, bro. I really can't
say
much more than that, you know?
Yeah, appreciate it, Don.
You just keep
being
you, man.
Brother. Thank you. I got gratitude. That's why I say thank you. I got gratitude. I really appreciate this, and I just love trying to help, you know, get these things out in the forefront that people should be thinking about.
Most definitely. You know what? I have to agree with you, man. We're two peas in a pod, though, when it comes to the show. On that note, I want to thank the world for listening. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Lee Greenwood. I started the show with it, but I'm going to play it in its entirety. But I want people to know one thing. I can't play a song, unless I got copyright permission. As a young man in life, I got the opportunity to meet Lee Greenwood at a very young age, and I'd like to thank him for allowing us to use his song on our show. He's a tremendous man in his walk, tremendous family man, and Donald Trump loves him, and so do I. With that being said, thank you for listening tonight. Have a good night, and God bless.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this life. God bless the